What? Stop it! Don't talk over the show open. Stop it! Time. 22 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, I think. And this is the Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks.
Hello.
You want to tell us what that was? What kind of show open that was today, buddy, that you put together?
It's
obviously spent a lot of time on.
Well, I was in the middle of a fire drill, Mike. It's the best I could come up with. That's the brand new record from Cannibal Corpse.
Kick it.
That is shocking.
God.
Who listens to that? Someone does.
I hate you.
That is insane.
You know, roll just a second of it again. It sounds like a joke.
I know.
Look at Kat.
And you listen to this?
Thumbs up.
No, you don't. Sit down.
Yeah, put him on.
This right here is...
You listen to that?
Yes.
Cannibal Corpse.
So you know who that is?
Yes.
Put the headphones on, Kat.
No, I don't.
You know, I'm very proud of the fact that...
Have you seen the cover of this?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, I've seen this already.
With the alien people coming out of every orifice?
That's standard for them.
Standard.
How?
Is that their logo? The girl with the...
No, their logo's just like that bloody looking...
Well, this is their hit single, Severed Head Stoning.
Yeah, there's better ones than that.
Yeah, track four.
This sounds like something that Gordo and Danny would get in there in a joke song that they would come up with. Severed Head Stoning.
Genius.
Track four is Frantic Disembowelment. Don't play it. It's got bad words.
How can the guy who is the head of this station, who has a child, a daughter, a lovely young girl, listen to that? And is she going to be...
She already is.
Oh, God. No.
He's got a metal baby.
Oh, my God. You're sticking us, right?
About what?
About listening to that. You don't listen to that.
Yes, he does.
Six feet under, man. Dying fetus.
This is Jeff
Catlin,
by the way, a ticket program director.
Matter of fact, I got real excited when you were doing Meet the Intern the other day, and he said his favorite band was Slayer. I thought, well, he's not a total disaster. He actually might have something.
So you know that song, too?
Yeah.
That Slayer song?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Angel of Death.
Everybody knows that rhyme.
No, we only know that.
You know that song, Greggo?
No, I do not.
But don't say everybody.
Most people know it as Get Ready America or Dallas or whatever.
Get ready, get ready for an all-new Hardline segment.
Hey, when I hear that, I sit at the edge of my chair.
Wow.
All right, Cat. I guess I'm done with you.
We're done with the Cat,
the best
man.
Show open ever.
Thanks.
You like that, huh?
Yeah.
That did something for you?
Yeah. Oh, it made me
so
walk
down
here.
You think we should probably try to elevate the rest of the presentation to that standard?
I think you should.
And if we do, we'll be doing something, right?
Yes.
Can I have $50 more for the show open?
What'd you say?
Can you have $50 more for the show open?
We'll talk about it, buddy.
Wow, it's unbelievable. I have a zit.
Oh, that's good.
Right here?
Yeah. I have a zit.
That's a bad place for a zit.
Where is it?
It's right here.
Oh, that's where mine was.
Yeah. It's
no, not, yours was
wasn't
lower.
Yeah, yours was like here, wasn't it?
Yeah, by nose.
That big bulbous alcohol-laden nose of yours?
I don't have a big nose.
Mike's is...
It's right on the cheekbone.
Yeah, it's at the edge of his left eye, below it about an inch.
You have an orbital zit.
You can't pop those either.
And man, it hurts. God, it hurts.
You need to lance it.
But you like to... You
oh,
like
yeah,
the zit.
I do. I embrace the zit. Why do you think I'm calling everybody's attention to it?
Because it makes you feel young again.
That's right, it does.
Now, can you imagine when you were 16, 17, ever saying
no,
that you
I
loved
cannot.
The zit?
No, I cannot.
Did you like the zit then?
No, I did not. Believe me, I had a lot of them to not like.
What was a bigger enemy of yours, the zit or your hair?
Hair.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the glasses?
Hair. It was probably hair number one, zit number two, glasses, not so much.
Skinny frame?
Skinniness would be in there somewhere. But that wasn't a real big enemy. That didn't bother me too much.
Where was inability to get laid?
Well, that was
just a byproduct.
Yeah, that was a result of all of that. But yes, I've got a zit. Very proud of it.
Are you going to try to pop it?
Do we need to get it lanced or anything?
No.
Get Dr. Alcak up here?
I'm not going to do anything to it.
You got to do something.
No, I don't either. I'm going to let it run its course. But see, these days when I get zits, they're usually pretty much gone, or they've done all they're going to do by the next day.
If you'd you better watch out or it'll turn into a boil.
Like mine did.
Well, if that happens, I don't know if I'll be enjoying it quite so much then, but now...
I have some cream at my desk that I can put on that
I
for you.
I love cream.
Country cream?
I do.
No, it's some stuff that Kevin Scott gave me.
And what does it do?
Well, country cream is like salve.
It is?
That's what they call it, country cream, yeah, salve.
Oh, I thought it was something else.
Is that a marvelous recovery or what?
Yeah. The hammer.
So why don't we... I'll give you a facial in the cubicle area.
I don't want a facial. I like having the zit.
You enjoy the pain just so it can
yes.
make you feel a little younger?
That's right. Makes me feel like a teen again. All right, we're trying to bounce back from our big fire drill around here.
Well, that throws the show into a tizzy, you know?
It does. It really does. So we'll just try to bounce back from it, try to recuperate, and get ready to talk some stars here. That's what we're going to start off with. It is.
A lot of people just drove off the road.
Well, we are, though. I mean, unless...
It's playoffs.
Do you want to?
Yeah, it's playoffs. We have to.
Yeah. We're getting with the Stars program because it is playoff time, so that's what we'll do next here on The Ticket.